Recorded Books presents The Tarnished Garden by Alyssa Coleman, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. The Snuffing, December 1902, New York City. Maeve hadn't sparked magic yet, but she knew how to effectively disappear. She hurried toward her best hiding spot as the counting began. Though hide-and-seek was a frequent pastime for the kids on Rust Street, no one ever found her crouched behind the snuffing bucket on the corner. On a cold December day like this, the steam rising from the magically warmed water was either too much of a threat or a promise of snuffed magic for anyone to get too close. But for Maeve, there was no better place to hide. Jimmy Pickett counted loudly behind her. 28, 29. Maeve had until the count of 50 to get to her spot, but couldn't risk running on the slick frozen pavement. The tread was nearly gone from her two big boots, and the rags stuffed into the toes poked out through the holes. She ducked around a display of half-frozen turnips in front of Murphy's grocery. A glance behind her revealed a handful of other kids fanning out to their hiding spots along Rust Street. A hand shot out from behind the turnip display and grabbed Maeve's skirt. "Hide with me," her older sister Izzy said as she tugged Maeve down next to her. Their knees knocked together, but the thick stockings that Mam had knit protected them from pain. The street vendor on the curb leaned over his pushcart full of men's hats.
"Well, if it isn't the O'Donnell sisters."
Maeve put her index finger to her lips.
"Don't tell anyone we're here, Mr. Green."
Their downstairs neighbor didn't take the hint.
"I didn't know Murphy's was getting in a shipment of red hair and freckles this morning."
He put his hands on his hips and laughed at his own joke. Fortunately, two women with shopping baskets came over to browse the hats, and Mr. Green shifted his attention to bargaining with them.
"Ready or not, here I come!"
Jimmy Pickett had the loudest voice in the tarnish. Maeve looked out at the street.
"We're too exposed here."
She hesitated. Did she dare reveal her best hiding place? For Izzy, she decided she would.
"Come on, I know a better place to hide."
"Stay with me."
Izzy swept her hand to indicate the bustle in front of them. "We get to be entertained by everything happening here. Besides, hide and seek is for little kids, and I get bored."
"Jimmy's 12 and he still plays,"
Maeve pointed out. Her older sister rolled her eyes. At 8 years old, Izzy fancied herself very grown up. "Too grown up," Mam often said, with an exasperated shake of her head. But Maeve was 6, and not only did she want to play, she wanted to win. She could see the corner with her snuffing bucket hiding spot from here. Right behind it, there was a little cranny in the wall that perfectly fit one small-for-her-age girl. Maeve bit her lip, torn between staying with her sister, her favorite person in the whole world, and moving on to the best hiding spot in the whole world. Down the block, Jimmy shouted. Maeve tensed. He'd probably found Josie Kern. Everyone always found Josie first because of the bright blue coat she had received from some uptown charity. It was the kind of color that either came from money or magic, and it stuck out in the tarnish. A breeze whistled down the street, tugging at shawls. A strand of Izzy's hair blew across Maeve's face, casting the busy street in a rosy hue. Maeve pushed the hair out of her face.
"Izzy, we should..."
But Izzy's attention was on the tiny gold sparks dancing between her fingertips. Maeve's eyes widened at the sight of her sister's magic. Even a year after Izzy had started sparking, Maeve still hadn't gotten used to seeing it.
"It's the kindling winds,"
Izzy said in a reverent tone. As if to prove her point, a second and stronger gust.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?